de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today, I am continuing my exploration of the writings of Shirley Jackson with We Have Always Lived in the Castle. Now, whether this is speculative fiction or not could be debatable, and I'll go into my thoughts as to why I think so later on, but it could also be considered a mystery or a thriller. We've Always Lived in the Castle was first published in 1962 by Viking Press, and after 55 years, a film adaptation is due for release later in 2017. Mary Catherine Blackwood, or Mary Cat as she's known, is an 18-year-old girl who seems much younger than she is. She lives with her older sister and frail Uncle Julian in a big house on the hill, isolated from the rest of the community. Mary Cat ventures into town twice a week for shopping and to go to the library because Constance never leaves the property and Uncle Julian is confined to a wheelchair. Mary Cat hates going into town, and it appears that the townspeople don't want her there either. Mary Cat and her family spend most of their days playing in the grounds. Mary Cat explores the woods around her house with her cat Jonas, dreaming about living on the moon and preparing rituals for keeping her house safe. She has her own form of sympathetic magic, burying objects, reciting special words, nailing books to trees, and ensuring that the gate is locked at all times. Constance, on the other hand, busies herself with a garden and cooking, while Uncle Julian obsessively scribbles at his memoirs. Now, Mary Cat is convinced that a change is coming, and she makes preparations to stop it. Then the reader learns why the town shuns the Blackwoods family. 6 years earlier, 7 members of the Blackwood family were murdered by poisoning, arsenic in the sugar bowl sprinkled over blackberries at dinner. Julian was poisoned but managed to survive. Constance doesn't have a sweet tooth and avoided the sugar bowl, and Mary Cat had been sent to bed without any dinner. Constance was charged with the crime and sent to trial, but acquitted. But the townspeople were not so forgiving, turning against the family, their story turning into local folklore and starring in a children's nursery rhyme. Now, protected inside their compound, the Blackwoods live an idyllic but isolated life, until cousin Charles comes to stay. Mary Cat is not happy with his intrusion, and especially how Constance seemed to bend to his will, talking of leaving the house for the first time. Charles is obsessed with the Blackwood fortune, and Mary Cat is appalled when he takes over her father's room and his gold watch. She retaliates like a spoilt child, despite being 18. And in the end, Mary Cat's retaliation goes too far and everything is changed. Now for me, this book is speculative fiction because it reminded me of the backstory to a fairy tale or an urban legend. As a child, there was always one house in my neighbourhood, even when I moved cities or states, where we believed that an evil person lived, or the house was haunted, or the person who lived there ate children. We'd hurry past the house and dare each other to knock at the door, and generally create our own myths to scare ourselves silly. This is what the Blackwoods have become for the town, and over the generations I could see this story embellishing. Now, Mary Cat is a really complex character, frightened and bold, scattered yet insightful. And this is obviously a story told by a girl with emotional issues, while Constance, her sister, is protective and selfless, but easily manipulated. The violence and anger of the townspeople is vivid and shocking as they turn against the family on the hill. Yet as more is revealed about what happened at the Blackwood Estate 6 years ago, my sympathies were split. Mary Cat is the ultimate unreliable narrator. So if you like stories about the strange family on the hill, angry mobs, sympathetic magic, complex sister relationships and puddings, I heartily recommend We Have Always Lived in the Castle. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.